Ross Tucker here from Home and Home on the Radio.com Sports Digital Network to tell you about ZipRecruiter. Listen, hiring used to be hard. Not anymore. Hiring can be easy. You only have to go to one place to get it done, ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/enter. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ENTER. ZipRecruiter.com/enter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue so you don't buy what you don't need. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast.
Restrictions and details in store. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah.
That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, louder than words, rock, power, and politics. Featuring over 175 artifacts from Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and more. Now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, 360 North State Street in Chicago. Red or blue, we all bleed rock and roll. For info and tickets, visit museum.tv.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, buddy, hey, buddy. We get better and better.
We get better and better.
We get
BB.
We
get
BB.
Boom,
BB. NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mike Florio joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. We love our chance to talk to Mike. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
We are really pumped up because guess what? The preseason is over for the Chicago Bears. Thank God. What an awful way to end it. Again, I feel sorry for any fan that paid money for that, and it's just the whole thing is a show. And you know, we were talking about it the other day, how quickly before they change things, how quick, now that no one plays and now that no one even pretends like they want anyone to play, how quickly before the league can get this organized and go to an 18-game season, whatever it takes. Is it going to move sooner or later, or do they have to wait for the next contract?
Well, the opportunity is ongoing because of the CBA discussions which have been happening in Chicago. The owners will not reduce the preseason without the ability to recapture that lost revenue. They've had the power for 8 years now to cut the preseason if they want to cut the preseason, but they don't want to do it unless they can say, we're getting an extra regular season game or two. We're getting expanded playoffs. They want to be able to offset the revenue loss and then some. And whether that means 17, and the more I think about it, the more I like 17. 17 and 2 with maybe 14 playoff teams instead of 12, which would result in two more wild card games that maybe you drop into primetime windows and maximize the earnings resulting from those games. But that's the key. The owners will continue to cling to a four-game preseason until they know that that revenue is going to be offset by more games that count.
Will there be coaches that continue to play their starting quarterbacks and starters during the preseason if this continues to evolve, Mike? Because you saw the way Matt Nagy, the way Sean McVay treated it, that there are different approaches to the preseason in terms of starting players and how much they play.
But the trend continues, though, to go against exposing your key players to excessive risk in the preseason. I remember a time not that long ago when if an offense didn't look very good through 3 weeks of the preseason, the coach would play him in the fourth game of the preseason, right? There were years early in his career after he became the starter in Green Bay that Aaron Rodgers played all four preseason games. That is unthinkable now for a starting player, and Rodgers, one of the handful of quarterbacks that didn't take a single preseason snap this year. So, and that's the thing. The owners don't want this push to slice the preseason in half to reach critical mass until they know that they can get the expansion of the regular season that they want. And, you know, just organically, this is happening where because coaches are being more careful with their players in the preseason, we're getting to the point where we're like, you got to do something about it. But you know what? Here's the thing. Because it's only 4 weeks, And really, it's only 3 weeks in real time. It's four slates of games, but it's a three-week process by start to finish. It's over now, right? And you complain about it for maybe a week and a half. It goes away, and we can focus on the regular season. I think that's what the NFL's banking on, that we'll forget about how much we didn't like the preseason once the regular season is in focus. And as of today, it is in focus.
Mike, we look at life through the prism of kickers because the Bears have Eddie Pinheiro, and do they have him? And he missed a point after attempt and then hit a few 30-yard field goals. And you know, as bad as that may sound, at least they didn't give up a draft pick for Kari Vedvik. No offense to him. But what are they going to do in Minnesota? What are they going to do in Chicago? How many teams are in this kind of uncertain area?
In Green Bay.
It seems like more than ever, right?
Yeah.
And I trace it all back to moving the extra point from the 2 to the 15. Because kickers no longer have that walk-out automatic, hey, I feel good about myself. And that's gone now. That's out of the equation. Every kick they make has some pressure, has some tension attached to it. And that 33-yarder is not a no-brainer any longer. And they don't have that simple little, you know, just, that's good. All right, I still got it kind of a thing. And I think it's made kickers less accurate. And it's made it more of a psychological game. And for all the pressure that gets put on the Bears kickers. And now look at Kari Vedvik. And if I'm the Vikings, the worst thing I can do is keep this guy on the roster to justify the fifth-round pick I gave up for him. Look, fifth-round picks get cut all the time.
Right.
They took their shot. They took their chance. The only worry if you're Minnesota is you cut the guy, he ends up in Chicago, and he solves the Bears' kicking problem for the next 15 years. But you got to make your decisions based upon what's right for the team, because for a Vikings team that I think is going to be in a lot of close games, whether you let this guy punt and he screws it up and your field position battle is lost, or whether you let him kick field goals and he screws those up, you just want to be confident the guy can get it done in the clutch. And if he can't get it done in the preseason, why do you think he can get it done in the regular season?
Mike, with the Dolphins saying they're not trading Laremy Tunsil for Jadeveon Clowney, where does Clowney end up?
Well, look, this one's weird because when I saw that they were talking about Clowney plus a first-round pick from Houston for Laremy Tunsil, if I'm Jadeveon Clowney, I'm starting to get a little nervous here. It has been viewed as a given that Clowney would sign his franchise tender before week one, make his $16 to $17 million as a grievance over what the specific level should be, and there was never a thought that the Texans would strip that franchise tender away. It's happened three other times in the last 18 or 19 years where a team has taken away the franchise tag, and until it's accepted, you can take it away. And if the Texans are thinking about a first-rounder plus Clowney for Laremy Tunsil, I feel like the next step on the flow chart is rescind the franchise tender and just be done with Jadeveon Clowney. So I'd be very worried if I were him. The problem is, once you sign it, you can be traded anywhere. And he apparently doesn't want to be traded to Miami. Well, if you want that $16 or $17 million, maybe you do sign it, because I think that if the franchise tag would be stripped away from Clowney right now, look, I don't know, because I could see Washington jump in and overpay the guy just because that's what they do. But I think he's going to be hard-pressed to make that money back this year if they would take away the franchise tender, and that could be the next step for the Texans.
It's interesting to see Jerry Jones kind of come to the conclusion that, oh, guess what, Ezekiel Elliott will not be available for the opener against the Giants. But he also, and I don't understand how he differentiates it. He says he doesn't negotiate with players, but he admits that he does kind of, well, here's where we're coming from. He talks to them, but that's not a negotiation in Jerry's mind.
Yeah, I hate to go Webster's in this situation, but if you look at the definition of negotiate, trying to persuade someone to your way of thinking to get them to do what you want them to do is negotiating. Just because you're not running proposals through the player, if you get to that player, and here's why it's a big deal. The agent is certified by and regulated by the National Football League Players Association. The agent is the representative there to protect and defend the rights of the player, the surrogate of the union. This is fundamentally a labor law violation, an unfair labor practice, whatever label would specifically apply if the stuff ever hits the fan. And it's amazing to me that it hasn't hit the fan. It's been three decades of Jerry Jones going straight to the player to make his pitch, and he's the ultimate salesman, right? He sells the team. He sells his point of view to these guys in their early 20s. What are they going to say? No? And so it works for Jerry Jones. And I think the real challenge now for the union and for the league is to take action in a circumstance where they're going to be conceding that maybe they've been asleep at the switch. And I suspect that part of the PR push for the Cowboys would be, we've been doing this for 30 years and you've never told us we can't. And you know we do this and you've never told us we can't. What's wrong with you that you're not properly enforcing your rules? And I think before the NFL or the NFLPA makes a big stink out of this, they need to ask themselves, are they willing to risk looking like they've been negligent in not enforcing this rule? But if you don't enforce the rule, the message to every other team is, hey, there's value in having your coach, GM, owner, whoever, put the hard sell on these players behind the backs of their agents.
Mike, you're the best. Thanks a ton. Great catching up with
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Weekly, NBC Sports. He does a marvelous, magical job.
Busy time of year for him.
No doubt about it.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yep, he's shooting promos one week and coming back the next. And
good young man who's gone through hell.
As we all have with Kevbo pushing buttons.
And back.
We'll be back with a little transition. We got a little something special for you, so stay tuned. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
Bears fans, this is the most listened to sports morning show in Chicago. Trust Mully and Hall to cover the biggest Bears stories as they happen, from training camp through the offseason and every game in between. Mully and Hall, created in Chicago for Chicago, Monday through Friday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
It's the sale you've been waiting for. Now through Monday, get a huge 50% off the styles you need now with 50% off all jeans, 50% off all dresses, and 50% off all tees. That's right, 50% off. Jeans start at $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Want fashion in a flash? Buy online and pick up in-store for free. Hurry, the sale ends Monday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/29 to 9/2. Excludes in-store clearance, jumpsuits, rompers, bubbles, active, license, and men's package tees.
Ross Tucker here from Home and Home on the Radio.com Sports Digital Network to tell you about ZipRecruiter. Listen, hiring used to be hard. Not anymore. Hiring can be easy. You only have to go to one place to get it done, ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/enter. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ENTER. ZipRecruiter.com/enter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, sleepy. Mm,
this JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then. Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Well, the Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
We do a lot of positive things offensively, but I do think we change some behaviors when we have guys on base, whether it's certain guys might chase more in those spots, certain guys might get more pull conscious, you know, certain guys, you know, may get more passive, and I think that's something you're constantly looking at. Is the best, you know, clutch hitters that I've seen are able to, you know, really tighten their focus and tighten their strike zone and really force the pitcher to work in those spots. And I think sometimes we don't do that. So I think we have to organize our strike zone, as Joe would say, in those situations, and make it so we're not changing our behavior in a negative way when you get guys in scoring position.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Make your plans now to attend the Chicago River Revival Festival on September 7th at Pingtown Memorial Park in Chinatown. Sponsored by Friends of the Chicago River, the festival includes lion dances, food trucks, music, live river animals, canoeing, kayaking, fishing, and other fun activities. Watch the big jump as local dignitaries leap into the river to showcase just how safe and clean it's become. Friends of the Chicago River has been improving and protecting the river for 40 years. Learn more at chicagoriver.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer joins us. What's the way to get the whole operation just tightened up a bit?
That's the question. And I agree with you. I think that's actually a fairly good way to put it. I know I've said this on the show a bunch of times. Like, you know, to me, I feel like when we're at our best, we're tough to beat. You know, it's baseball. You know, winning 2 out of 3 in a series is a good thing. But you felt like the nights you lost when you went home, you felt like the other team beat you. They showed up. They got the big hit. It didn't feel like we beat ourselves. You know, that's sort of an important distinction, you know, because you're going to lose in baseball. You're going to go home disappointed. You know that. But you don't want to go home disappointed because you let opportunities get away. And that's what's frustrating. So I think that's the tightening up you're talking about. We've got to make fewer outs on the bases. We've got to catch the ball better, take care of the ball better, not give up as many free runs.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, 2-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. WeCoach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy.
Was your team as physically fit as it should have been on opening night last year?
I don't know if we'll ever know the 100% answer to that. I thought we played well. You got to give credit to Green Bay for coming back and not giving up, and then for Aaron coming back and doing what he did.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ross Tucker here from Home and Home on the Radio.com Sports Digital Network to tell you about ZipRecruiter. Listen, hiring used to be hard. Not anymore. Hiring can be easy. You only have to go to one place to get it done, ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, Our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/enter. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ENTER. ZipRecruiter.com/enter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception.